or complete high school football coverage anytime. Log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And, of course, our game tonight presented by Sonny's Recycling and Wear Chat. If it's around your house or construction site, turn it into cash. Always the highest price paid. No item too big or small at Sonny's Recycling.
21-13 is our score. We are at the half. Our game of the week here on 105.7 The Hawk. And everyone's favorite part of halftime. We're hoping that our guest kind of carries things along here tonight. We go down to the field. Ed, take it away.
Well, for the first official time of the year for us, we welcome our partner, Bob Batters from the Shore Sports Network. Bobby, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. Good for being here. Good being here again, I should say.
And good working for the Shore Sports Network, right?
Oh, yeah. We're all together now. So this should be fun. Exciting year for us.
Hey, crazy game here tonight, huh? Injuries, fumbles, touchdowns, great plays.
Yeah, it's been a weird first half so far. I mean, a lot of crazy special teams plays. Certainly the touchdown right there before with Lacey, with Chris Jensen stripping the ball in the end zone. And then, you know, Tom's River South coming right back. We've seen so far in this half, their offense is explosive. And Lacey's last two games, they've had points scored on them, and we're seeing it again tonight. Tom's River South able to go up and down the field.
Well, we wondered if, you know, last week against Tom's River East, when they were missing five defensive players, we wondered if that was the real Lacey defense. You know, and we knew that they'd be tested again this week by this Indian offense. This could be one of the top offenses in the Shore.
Well, certainly. And I think this offense much more dynamic than Tom's River East offense. So even with those players back or whoever was out playing today, it's still a tall task going up against South with Barry. He's done a great job so far tonight. 77 rushing yards, 67 passing yards. So that dual threat that they want him to be. And Tom's River South has overcome some things, too. A penalty, you know, on a drive before, and subsequently one that knocked Tommy Kelly out of the game with a concussion. But they stood tall, three straight sacks. They blocked two field goals in this game. So despite some mistakes, Tom's River South with the lead by eight.
Let's talk about Kelly's injury. It came on a helmet-to-helmet personal foul penalty. He did remain in the game, but just didn't seem right as he fumbled a couple snaps. They had the ball on the three-yard line and then took a sack, and they couldn't get anything as the field goal was blocked.
Yeah, that was tough. Kelly was looking really good early on. He was finding his receivers. He had a couple big runs. He had the touchdown run on the first drive to put Lacey up. And that was a 27-yard run he had right up the middle. Took, you know, that helmet. The helmet hit it again, and you saw right after that, first and goal after the penalty, three straight sacks, a blocked field goal. And you're right, Kelly didn't look right there out of the game. So it'll be Connor Davies the rest of the way. And you see he's got that playmaking ability on the ground. You know, Kelly can do it because he's a big body running up the middle in those zone reads, but Davies can make some guys miss, a little shiftier. And he can make the plays, too, in the passing game, and he's going to need to here in the second half because Kelly, you know, came in leading the Shore in passing yards. It's been great in this offense with plenty of weapons around him. So Davies is going to have to step up and find those targets to get the Lions back in this one.
Yeah, the other big game taking place in Monmouth County, Manalapan and Middletown South. Give us the rundown on that one. I believe it's 21-14 Manalapan as we speak.
Yeah, it was 7-7. South had tied it. Manalapan ran the kickoff back for a touchdown, take the lead. South answered. Bray to Wiziaka for a touchdown. Then Saeed Blacknell caught a touchdown pass. So 21-14 was the last we saw over there in that Big A North battle, about 3 minutes left in the half. That's a big one. You know, Middletown South has lost to Manalapan in the last three straight years. Obviously, that's a very prideful team and program there. They're not used to losing to a team often like that. So you know they came into this one fired up. Such a huge game. And when you look at that division, you say to yourself, is that really the only test Manalapan's going to face as they try for another division title? And so far tonight, you know, the Eagles are giving them all.
You know, Brick won the big one last week against this Tom's River South team and put up 47 points. And they are trailing. And last we heard, 7-0 against a very good Southern team.
Southern's a tough team. I mean, not to mention they have Mike Gesicki, who's impossible to cover. But they're well-coached. You know, they're sturdy along the lines. They have a quarterback in Logan Sheehan who can do some things outside of the pocket. Gives them another dimension. You know, Yazor's a solid running back. Their defense is always pretty strong. So it's not an easy one for Brick, especially going down to Southern and have to play it down there. So this is a tough division, top to bottom. It's a very fun division, too, to watch. When you see the offenses, you know, at display, there's some good defense as well in this division. And, you know, me and Scott, you know, we're talking earlier. This is a division where you could conceivably cover a game almost every week, and we're seeing that early on here. Some very competitive games.
You know, yeah, Scott Stump, where you referred to as, you know, our colleague mentioned last night that the sixth-place team in A-South could be a good football team.
Absolutely. This is one of those years, you know, almost like baseball, where you have this, you know, this juggernaut of a division where the fifth, sixth place team, you know, won't be ranked in the Shore, but based on, you know, how well they've played, you can look at that and say, hey, this is one of the better teams in the Shore Conference. So, you know, a stacked division and not a tough, you know, not an easy, you know, game for any team, you know, week in, week out, I should say.
Yeah, Lacey proved that last week by being taken to the limit by a, winless Tom Zavarese team.
Yeah, and I'm really interested to see what has gotten into Tom Zavarese all of a sudden piling up these points. I'll see them tomorrow as they host Brick Memorial, who's trying to get off the skid after that big loss to Jackson. So we'll see what's going on with East offense. If they can put up another performance like that, then there you go, another team that has to be accounted for with Matt Gudzak and company back there running the ball really well.
I think one of the teams that's really flying under the radar and their big games are coming is the Cougars of Colts Neck.
Yeah, Colts Neck starts off 3-0, three straight shutouts, but you look at who they've played, their opponents, a combined 0-9. So, you know, they're doing what they have to do against the teams that are on their schedule. They're playing as well as they can. They're shutting teams out, but those big tests will come. They'll have Manalpin. They'll have Middletown South. Those A-North, you know, those big-time divisional games. And last year, Colts Neck played really well in those. Lost a lot of guys on offense, but that defense is mostly back, led by Anthony Gargiulo, and they've played really well so far this year. We're going to see if Colts Neck is for real going forward, but they've done the job so far.
You know, we mentioned last night on our show, you know, that the feel-good story of the year, in fact, the last couple of years, has been Point Pleasant Beach. And this year it has to be the Syrups of modern-day prep. And ironically, those two programs play each other tonight.
It really is crazy when you think about it. Modern Day, one of the programs that has struggled for a long time here in the Shore. And, you know, they got some kids to come in, that some playmaking kids in the backfield, and the kids that have been there for these last, you know, 3-4 years, a lot of them are 4-year starters. They've been playing since they were freshmen. So they got some experience up front. You know, a kid like Jack Miles, you know, in the backfield, Christian Palmer at quarterback. So they like the way their team is composed. I got a chance to see them play against Cardinal McCarrick, who obviously is undermanned at the 450 keyboard. But, you know, you see the Syrups playing with confidence. They have the ability to score on one play. You know, talking to the kids a couple weeks ago, they're like, we never had that. It takes 20 plays to get in the end zone. They can hand it off now in one play and have a touchdown. So if they can beat Point Beach somehow this week, Modern Day would be 4-0. And if you said you saw that coming, you are a liar, because nobody saw that. So hats off to the Syrups and Coach Steve Sharap, but they've really done a great job, obviously, so far this year.
Well, Bobby, always good to talk to you. I'm glad, I know Kevin is, to have you on our team now. You know so much about this high school game.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of each other the rest of the way.
By the way, how's that little baby doing?
Oh, doing well. Two-plus weeks in, and she sleeps good. So Daddy's head isn't fried too much, so I'm doing okay.
Well, congratulations, number two. Bobby Batters from the Shore Sports Network. Guys, Kevin, Matt.
Nice job, Ed. Thank you, Bob. Spend the whole time with us.
I tell you, Bobby Batters, Scotty Stump. I mean, what don't they know? What a smart move, Kevin, getting them on our team.
I'll just kind of leave that one alone. We are at halftime here at Detweiler Stadium in downtown Toms River, the mighty Indians marching band performing at the half, where Toms River South leads Lacey 21-13. You know, guys, I don't know what the second half will bring, but I think you both have to agree with me. The key in the first half was the South defense. While it didn't completely shut Lacey down, it played much better than it has in recent weeks. And remember, both Lion touchdowns really the result of turnovers, one indirectly, the other directly. So if you want to look at it, Ed, the South defense gave up one touchdown in the first half, and even that was only a 32-yard drive.
Yeah, they played very well so far. It's been the Indian defense and the Indian coaches that have adjusted a little bit better after poor performances on defense last week. Lacey, of course, in a little bit of shock when you lose your all-star quarterback early in the contest. You know, you've got to put a very capable quarterback in the game in Connor Davies, but he's not your starter and not your star. It sometimes takes you a quarter or two to adjust, and you could see by Davies' play, he's just not, doesn't have the same accuracy and, you know, not the ability that Tommy Kelly has.
Of course, the one thing the Lions do have now is the halftime to make the adjustments, to firmly know and for the team to know that, you know, it's Davies will run the show in the second half. And, you know, we didn't really get a chance to touch on it, Matt, but this South defense changed about five or six positional players from just a week or two ago. We had him in the opener, and when we chatted with Coach Signorino Jr. this week, he gave us a host of changes. In some cases, it was just moving guys to different positions, linebackers going up front, guys up front going to linebacker, linebackers moving to defensive back. but also some new faces. We've seen some guys play a lot tonight that we really were not all that familiar with. Mike Alfaro, Brandon Kelly have both really contributed. I think good pressure up front. So it is a Toms River South defense that has been wounded, probably has read about all its shortcomings in the last couple of weeks and has looked to turn things around, and for 24 minutes has. But as we have said, and I think we'll continue to say, there is a long way to go.
Certainly a long way to go, and a lot of football yet to be played. 21-13 is our score. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll try and bounce around the shore for scores from around Monmouth and Ocean County. We'll make this a 3-minute break. We're back right after this with more of our halftime show on the Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Kitchen and bath with TLC are experts at making your dream kitchen or bath a reality, all while staying within your budget. Kitchen and bath with TLC. Surf City on Long Beach Island.
And we welcome you back here from Detweiler Stadium. Matt Horman, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluca, Brad Burascano up here in the box with us. Brian Cedillo back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. We do our very best to pass along the most up-to-date scores as we can, including our game here from the home of the Indians, 21-13. Toms River South leads Lacey. Kevin, I will run through what I have. Please feel free to fill in the blanks as you like. Let's start in Class A South. At last check, have Jackson Memorial leading Toms River North 20-0.
That is correct.
I have Brick and Southern tied at 7. We can switch gears. There's only one other game in Class A South. That's tomorrow. Brick Memorial at 1-2 will take on 0-3 Toms River East. To Class A North we go. The big one up in Monmouth County. Manalapan leading Middletown South at the break 21-14. Colts Neck on top of Middletown North 21-0. Freehold Township leads Marble by a score of 6-0. Class A Central, just one game tonight. Red Bank Catholic leads Raritan 35-7. Tomorrow St. John Vianney will play at Manasquan. Homedale will visit Monmouth Regional. Two games tonight in Class B North. Long Branch all over unbeaten Wall 21-3. That game moving into the third quarter. Mattawan has grabbed a 10-7 lead on Neptune. Class B Central, Point Beach trying to go to 3-1 and deal Modern Day Prep their first loss of the season. And the Garnet Gulls are up 20-0. Non-divisional games, Rumson on top of Red Bank 24-0. Asbury Park leading Point Borough 15-0. Haven't seen a score on Keensburg at Dunellen, and JFK Island playing host to Ocean. The games I didn't really have an opportunity to grab are the B South matchups. Kevin, I'm not sure if you have any of those.
Halftime, it was Central 14, Pinelands 10. By the way, Matt, you mentioned the Ocean game. Ocean on 3 Tyler Thompson touchdowns leads JFK Island 28-0. That game is at the half.
Now Barnegat is up on Jackson Liberty. Just saw that one come across 28-3. So the lone game that we're kind of chasing right now, Lakewood at Manchester, all things considered, pretty good. We've given you just about everything in progress as it stands.
I got
right
one
now.
More for you. Halftime, Asbury Park 15.
Gave that one.
Oh, you
point
did?
Borough,
I'm sorry,
nothing.
I missed that
that's
one.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's all right. You don't usually listen, but that's okay. So Lakewood at Manchester is one. Keensburg at Dunellen is the other. Everything else, we've kind of got you as much up to date as we possibly can, and we'll continue to do so as the night continues to unfold.
Surprised a little by that Long Branch Wall score?
A little bit, but you know what? I don't think anyone really knew what Wall was. The one question mark on them was they had played a pretty easy, and no disrespect, a pretty easy three-game schedule to get to 3-0, and this now starts kind of their almost big stretch of the schedule with still Long Branch and Mattawan and Neptune and Ocean all to now come up and follow.
I think the disconcerting number there is giving up 28 to a Long Branch team that I think you'll agree has not exactly been explosive in the early part of the season. Really has been more of a defensive team than anything else.
Yeah, and the thing that's carried Wall has been the offense. They've been able to put points up on anyone so far, 3 right now at the half. Lacey making their way back onto the field. Toms River South has gathered in the end zone and the corner off to our right. We'll see if we can grab Lou Versillo for just a second and see if we can get an update, number one, on Tom Kelly, and number two, a status on how the game plan may change a little bit. As the Lions come on, Ed eagerly awaiting through the pack of black and white referee shirts for the head coach of the Lions, Lou Versillo, to come on.
Coach Versillo, status, yeah, we're on the air. Status of your quarterback, Tom Kelly.
Tommy got hurt. It's another guy added to the injury list, but that's all right. He's awake, you know.
So obviously confirmed by the trainer, it was a head injury, so obviously precautionary. You got to keep him out the rest of the game.
Yes, absolutely.
So how do we come back here? You're only down a touchdown and a two-point conversion, and a lot of mistakes by both teams in that first half.
Yeah, well, everybody's intense. They're all fired up, and they're going at each other. You know, we have kids that are learning new positions and stuff, and it's not too easy. But we're hanging in there, I think. We're hanging in there.
Connor Davey's very capable of running this offense.
Well, certainly. Certainly. You could see that. And we just can't afford him going down,
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Lou Versillo, the longtime head coach, looking for win 262. The Indians of Toms River South are getting set to break from their field house and come back on here to the field at Detweiler Stadium. We'll step out. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of half number two, third quarter kickoff right after this. You're listening to the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.